leaders reporting a funeral today for a black U.S. Air Force member who was fatally shot in Florida by a sheriff's deputy.
At a church outside Atlanta, mourners filed past the coffin of 23-year-old Roger Fortson. Fortson, who is black, was shot six times in early May by a deputy who wrongly went to Fortson's apartment for a domestic violence call in the Florida Panhandle. Reverend Jamal Bryant says someone needs to be held accountable.
Roger died of murder.
Audio courtesy of WSB.
It showed all of America that you can wear a uniform. And the uniform won't protect you.
Sheriff's officials say Fortson was armed when he opened the door, and the deputy fired in self-defense. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The top-ranked golfer Scottie Scheffler is arrested before climbing the PGA Championship leaderboard. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
He was arrested for second-degree assault of a police officer, third-degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, and not following police directions.
I definitely never imagined ever going to jail, and I definitely never imagined going to jail the morning before. For one of my tee times.
He was booked into jail at 7:28 a.m. and was released and arrived at Valhalla at 9:12 a.m.
My main focus after getting arrested was wondering if I could be able to come back out here and play. And, fortunately, I was able to do that.
Police say a pedestrian was hit by a bus on the road leading to Valhalla Golf Club. ESPN says Scheffler drove past a police car and was chased down and cuffed. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average reached the 40,000 mark. It was up by 134 points. The Nasdaq dropping 12, the S&P 500 up by 6. This is SRN News. A Mississippi health care provider takes on the Biden administration.
Macomb Children's Clinic in Tylertown has filed suit over the federal government's decision to add sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to the Affordable Care Act. It's all about transgenderism. Alliance Defending Freedom, which is representing the clinic, says the Biden administration will, quote, force doctors to do harm by providing unnecessary procedures that remove healthy body parts and prescribing puberty blockers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
65 years after a communist government officially declared Cuba to be an atheist country, religion seems omnipresent there. The bells toll on churches and Jews celebrate Sabbath dinner openly. However, critics say Cuba is still falling short on religious tolerance. The State Department has designated the island nation a country of particular concern for engaging in or tolerating severe violations of religious freedom. SRN News. Tick season is getting underway.
Tick season is starting, and some researchers say the tick population this year will be equal to or larger than last year. Very bad and getting worse is how one CDC expert puts it. Experts warn in particular about a common black-legged tick, which is found mainly in forests and spreads Lyme disease. What can you do to protect yourself? Well, take particular note of areas where the grass starts to turn into woods. Ticks could be waiting. Try to walk in the middle of paths, wear light-colored clothing, and use EPA-registered insect repellents. I'm Rita Foley.
A Vermont university has bestowed the honorary degree of Doctor of Literature on a cat named Max, who has become a beloved member of its community. Vermont State University's Castleton campus is honoring the feline who lives with his human family near the campus. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.